Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian insurgent groups have launched a new offensive seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. Militants claim they had achieved their goal. Syrian state TV said the attack was repelled and that the army had gained control of the areas it had lost earlier. Such conflicting claims are not uncommon in Syria when offensives are underway. Militants have launched several attacks in recent days to try to break the siege of Aleppo. Belgium police say a man wielding a machete and yelling Allahu Akbar as he injured two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attack took place outside a police station about 50 kilometers south of Brussels. The attacker was shot by a third police officer and later died at the hospital. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said all thoughts are with the police and with the victims. He said this is a new drama. The Charleroi attack came after 32 people died in March during coordinated bomb attacks on the Brussels airport and a subway station. Islamic State militants claim responsibility there. Brussels has been on high alert for terrorist attacks since the attacks in March. South African President Jacob Zuma, reeling from historic losses in local elections, says voters are sending out messages all around and that his ruling African National Congress is going to listen very, very carefully. Zuma spoke as vote counting showed the ANC losing control of the capital, Pretoria, and the majority in the second largest city, Johannesburg. This is VOA News. Two soldiers in Ivory Coast have been sentenced to 10 years in prison, that in connection with a deadly al-Qaeda attack in the beach resort town of Grand Bassam in late March. Emilia Obe has more from Abidjan.
They were charged with criminal conspiracy for having met a man known as Sam, who is suspected of having been the driver of the car that al-Qaeda operatives used to carry out the March terrorist attack in Grand Bassam, which left 19 people dead. They were also charged for failing to report the man to authorities. The two soldiers argued they were innocent and said they didn't know that Sam was involved in terrorist activities. The soldier's defense lawyer, Raoul Gouibi, denounced the sentencing of his client as illogical, since Sam hasn't yet been convicted of terrorism activities. I'm going to appeal this decision because I want it overturned with the highest rigor by the Supreme Court, the lawyer said. More than 80 people have been arrested by Ivorian authorities in connection with terrorist attack in Mali, Burkina Faso, and Ivory Coast over the past year. Emilia for VOA News in Abidjan.
Russian and Ukrainian media say the Russian-backed leader of a separatist region in eastern Ukraine was seriously wounded in an apparent assassination attempt. Pro-Russian separatist Lugansk Information Center said a bomb exploded Saturday near the car rebel leader Igor Plotnitsky in the capital, the self-proclaimed Lugansk People's Republic. By early today, no one had claimed responsibility. Chinese Coast Guard vessels, air patrols, and fishing fleets have reasserted their disputed maritime claims in two distant areas, despite last month's ruling by an international tribunal that territorial claims in the South China Sea had no legal basis. Turning now to U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump has appeared at private fundraising events and a public rally that was in the state of New Hampshire. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton has no campaign stops listed on her public schedule until Monday, when she makes appearances in the state of Florida and New York City. The most recent opinion poll, a Reuters Ipsos survey, showed Clinton's lead over Trump narrowed to less than 3 percentage points, a drop from 8 points in that same poll 4 days earlier. And at the Rio Games, the Olympics, swimmer Yusra Mardini, who survived a harrowing sea crossing a year ago and is now among 10 refugees competing under the Olympic flag. She won her preliminary heat in the 100-meter butterfly on Saturday, but the results was not enough to advance her to the semis. Mardini will compete in a second individual event that will be on Wednesday when she swims the women's 100-meter freestyle.
That's the latest world news from VOA.